Hello and welcome to another episode on Shawfi Dents. I am super excited that you decided to listen to today's episode. This is your one-stop podcast to grow your self-esteem and confidence. Thank you so much to my new listeners from Thailand and from Singapore. Yay! Thank you so much for listening in, and I hope that this podcast really, really helps your confidence. So yeah, quick one. In the month of May, I'm going to be doing a 31-day confidence challenge. Yeah. So I'm going to be dropping episodes daily to help you build your confidence. It's going to be like a journey. You know, there's going to be a journaling prompt. There's going to be confessions and daily affirmations. And of course, daily episodes. And I'm going to be having IG live sessions every weekend. I cannot wait. Okay, so guys, today's topic, or rather what I'm going to be talking about in today's episode, is shyness. How to overcome shyness. I'm going to be giving you 5 tips to overcome shyness, no matter how shy you are. Even if you feel you've been born shy, you know, if you think you were born shy, or your personality type is shy, or your temperament makes you shy, or whatever you feel about your shyness, I'm going to give you 5 tips that if you follow, if you keep at the front of your mind, you would overcome this shyness with time. The first thing to realize is that you cannot overcome shyness just like that. It takes time. So you have to be patient with yourself. And of course, practice makes perfect. So yeah. You know, I was once a very shy person. And I don't know. I've always been shy. And I just decided that I didn't want to be shy anymore. So I started working on it. I started talking a lot. I started making eye contact to people. And these things really, really helped me. Now I can speak in front of anybody. Like, it doesn't matter who you are or how accomplished you are in life, I can speak in front of you and be confident. It's not because I was born confident. It was a skill I had to learn. So yeah, I'm going to take you quickly through 5 tips that has helped me overcome shyness. And I think that if you put into practice, it can help you as well. You know, when you are shy, it affects your confidence. You don't come off as confident. So people don't take you seriously. So yeah, it's a good thing not to be shy. So this is what I'm going to be talking about, how to overcome shyness. Now, people who have never suffered from shyness really have no idea how bad it can be. You know, they don't have an idea how much it can affect your self-esteem, how much it can stop you from doing a lot of things. It can affect your confidence in a lot of ways. But here's the good news. If shyness is holding you back, then you should learn to deal with it. You should learn to get past it and be more confident. Because if shyness is holding you back from doing a lot of things, then imagine how much more you can accomplish when you're not shy. So quickly, I'm going to go into today's episode before I talk and talk and talk. So how to overcome shyness 101. First, pay attention to your words. Yes, words are powerful. Words are powerful. Whatever you tell yourself, you become. Yes, if you keep telling yourself every day, I'm a shy person, you will be shy. Because you'll be conscious of it, that I'm a shy person. And stop announcing it everywhere you go. Stop telling yourself that you're shy. Stop telling people that you are shy. You know, when you meet someone for the first time and you're talking, they say, I'm naturally a shy person. I'm just a shy person. I can't do this. I'm a shy person. Like, it subconsciously sinks into you and you keep being shy. I used to be that person who always like to announce that, oh, I'm shy, you don't nominate me for anything. I'm shy, I can't talk. I'm shy, I can't speak. But I decided to put myself in positions that will make me speak. You know, that would be able to get out of speaking to people because I was shy and I wanted to get over it. So number one thing, stop telling yourself that you are shy. Instead of saying I'm shy, why not say I'm learning to be more outspoken, or I'm learning to be more confident. You know, be positive in your feedback to yourself. Don't say, oh, I'm shy, I can't do this. Oh, I'm shy, I can't do that. Try it out. That brings me to my next point. Act confidently. You know, some people say, don't pretend. Don't pretend to be what you are not. This is not pretense, okay? When you act confidently, people hardly tell the difference. People can hardly tell that you're shy. People can hardly tell. unless of course your shyness is very extreme and maybe you're trembling and your voice is cracked. But people, other than that, if you act confidently, if you act like, oh, I'm not shy, and you're talking, people would see a confident person. They won't see that, oh, this person is shy or this person must be shy. So act confidently. People can hardly tell the difference. And trust me, after a while, you will begin to feel more confident talking to people or talking in front of people. Probably your shyness is you can't talk in front of a crowd. If you keep acting like you can, if you keep acting confident and say, oh, I can talk in front of anybody, and you keep doing that, over time, you get more confidence in that particular skill. It's a skill. Talking in front of people is a skill. People pay huge money to learn how to talk. So yes, act confidently, and with time, you begin to feel confident. Now, brings me to my third point. This one is so important. Like, it is so important. It is more important than anyone else, apart from number one. Number three, dress confidently. Do not dress like you are shy. Don't dress like, oh, I'm shy. I'm going to put on a hoodie. And you're coming for a conference where everybody's putting on a suit. First of all, you'll feel out of place. That's already one way to make you feel more shy than you already are. Dress confidently. You know, when you are going for a conference, dress well, dress good, smell nice, iron your clothes, you know, hygiene, take care of your hair, your nails, as little as the perf you're wearing, take care of it. Because when you dress confident, when you feel confident in your appearance, when you feel confident in what you are wearing, you're putting on a suit to an event where everybody's putting on a suit, and you feel like, oh well, okay, I dress right for the occasion, you feel confident in what you are wearing, you will feel more composed, and you will carry yourself differently. You will be more, you will walk with confidence, because you will be able to raise your head high because you're dressed properly, you're dressed confidently. Now, I'm not saying dress expensive. There's a difference. You don't have to break a bank to dress confidently. You do not have to pretend to have what you don't have. You don't have to borrow clothes to dress confidently. Just make sure you dress well. Dress well and be confident in your choice of clothes. It helps your confidence level a whole lot. Number four, talk. Okay, shy people do not like to talk, but I'm telling you to learn to talk. Now, talking doesn't mean you should stand in front of a crowd of 2 million people and start talking at once. No. Start talking to one person. One person, two persons. When you go for an event, you don't know anybody. Talk to the person sitting by your side or the person standing in front of you. Or the teller at the bank. The cashier at the bank. Talk to the person. Do not just live your life and say, oh, I'm so shy, I can't talk to anybody. Talk. You know, talking is one fast way of bringing you out of shyness. You might feel shy at first, but when you start talking, especially when you know what you're talking about, or when you're well knowledgeable about the topic of discussion, you will feel so confident. And if you feel like, oh, I can't talk to people one-on-one, get involved in activities that will make you talk. Take up leadership positions. You will talk. Make speeches at events. Join a debate team where you get to talk in front of crowds. Join a drama team where you get to act in front of people. You're talking. It can help you get out of shyness. It can help you and just basically get involved in activities that will make you talk to people or talk in front of people. The basic thing is to keep talking. So when you talk and talk and keep talking, with time you get used to it. It happened to me. I used to be a very shy person. I used to be nervous to talk in front of people or talk to people who were elderly, people who were older than me. Now, what did I do? I decided to take up leadership positions in my faculty. And currently, I head an association in my school where I get to meet with different caliber of people, you know, people from outside the country, people in top positions in my country, Nigeria. And it has helped my confidence level. You know, now I can talk to anybody. There is nobody, no matter how high you are up there, I can talk to you because it's something that I had to do. It was not something that I could get out of. I mean, I'm the head of the association. I'm the one communicating on behalf of the association with every other person out there. So I had to talk. It was something I had to do, you know, and I went for this position specifically to get out of that shyness of talking to people. So put yourself in a position where you have to talk. When you know that you have to talk, there is no second option. There's nobody else that can say, oh, talk for me. You are the one that needs to talk, do the talking. So when you put yourself in that position, you would learn to talk. And the more you learn to talk, the more confident you are actually. Number five, and last but not the least, your body language. Body language is so important. Like, when you're speaking to people, make eye contact. It helps you appear more confident. They see you as, oh, this person must be really confident. Now, let me just give you a trick. When I'm talking to people, I do not look at anybody's eyes. But it looks like I'm looking at their eyes. Now, the trick is this. I look at their foreheads or their nose. Now, if you're talking to someone and you're looking at the person's forehead, the person cannot actually tell that you're not looking at their eyes, that you're not making eye contact. And it makes you more confident because you're not actually looking at the person's eyes and you're saying what you're saying. And the person would see you as confident also because the person thinks that you're making eye contact. So that's a trick. And it might not work in all situations, but that's a trick. I mean, if you're just starting out, if you just want to, you know, get over shyness and you're so shy, you can try that. You can try that. Now, if you're talking in front of a crowd, what I do when I'm asked to speak in front of a large number of audience, I do not look at anybody's eyes. I look at their foreheads, and they can hardly tell that I am not making eye contact. They feel I'm making eye contact. I once did a debate in my sophomore year in school, and I looked at the judge's forehead all through the debate. At the end of the day, the judge commented and said, I love the way this girl was making eye contact. I wasn't making eye contact. I was looking at his forehead, but he couldn't tell. So this is a trick that could work so well. And your body language, be composed. You know, don't fret. If you notice your hands are trembling, you might want to sit down and fold your hands. If you notice your voice is shaky, you might want to, you know, clear your throat or something. And, you know, just go for it and go for it. Now, the final step, let me give you an extra. You would not overcome shyness by thinking about overcoming shyness. You have to do, you know, you have to practice these things. You do not have to just say, oh, I store it at my brain and say, oh, this is how to overcome shyness. But in actual reality, you're not doing anything about it. You have to do something about it. You have to put words to action. So please, if you know you're shy and you know you're very shy, or maybe you're not so shy but you're shy and you want to get over shyness, you can practice these tips and they will definitely help you overcome shyness. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I really hope you learned a thing or two, and I look forward to hearing your comments and getting your feedbacks. I got so many feedback from last episode, and I was like, okay, wow, I must be doing something right. I know I'm doing something right. And I look forward to your feedbacks, your comments. Thank you so much to my community. Thank you for your emails, your messages, and thank you to all my listeners from all over the world. I appreciate you guys greatly. See you next Friday. Until then, stay blessed, stay safe. Bye-bye.